Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I hope you are doing well. Today is Saturday. I am actually recording this on Saturday before I take my kids to the ice. As you guys know, all my kids skate. My two girls skate, as well as my two boys play ice hockey. So anyways, I wanted to just get into it because I had a whole thing to talk about, and then I just saw that satanic garbage, disgusting mockery of God. I don't even want to play clips on it. I'm not going to play clips on it. But you guys all saw it. I didn't realize there's an image out there, and there's a guy, one of the guys in the background has his testicles hanging out. And this is what's showing. And this is what's like cool and freeing and what people want to see. Or not people, but the media. And we can get into what the media wants and the Bilderberg Group and all the six or seven companies that own all the media to make their own agenda. We can get into all that, but this is not that episode. I want to basically just say, you don't have a right to complain if your money is funding all of this. You don't have a right at all to complain if your money's funding it. Blindly, willingly promoting the LGBT agenda, drag queen agenda, and you don't even know. So if you have your 401k and your investments in Fidelity and these Vanguard funds that promote this stuff, then I'm sorry. You are funding this garbage, this ESG garbage. This is what we are getting. And they're getting richer and richer and richer by people like you and I that are not paying any attention, normal people that are not paying attention to where their money is going. All this stuff costs money. The production, the planning, the traveling, the images to show the nuts on public TV, all that stuff costs money. Where are they getting the money to fund this garbage? I've said it for many years. It's coming from you and I. And when we have this dogmatic, disgusting, scum of the earth agenda, we have to question who is funding all this. And unfortunately, it's you and I. And what I mean by that is the 401ks, the IRAs, the investments that you have, and you don't even know what they're in. You just hope for the best because you have a great mutual fund, a great track record, or the Morningstar says it's 4 or 5 star fund, then you're probably a part of the problem. Now, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to put shame on you. I'm here to just speak the truth and give you some options, look at what's going on in the world financially, and be a resource for you. Excuse the red dot on my face. Quite frankly, it was a zit. It was a zit that I popped and I it didn't go away. I'm like 41. What am I doing with a zit on my face? And so I popped it and it just never got better. Anyways, my wife said, you should put makeup on it. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to put makeup on it. Are you kidding me? All these studio lights and 1080 cameras and 4K, 1080 streaming, 4K camera. No, I would rather just say I got a zit on my face and I'm a normal dude. I haven't had one in like 10 years, which is funny. I think it was like the humidity and just, I don't know what it is. It's been really weird here in Florida, but I just thought it was funny. I even called my mom. I said, Mom, I have a zit on my face. She started laughing. It's a sad day for me, man, to see that people would actually mock God the way they just did. Why on earth would you mock God? I don't waste that on anybody, man. Like, that's what the Levites did, right? They They got struck by lightning, the strange fire. Why on earth would you do that? That is like stupidity on steroids. Oh, man. So I got some videos I wanted to share with you. We're going to look at charts. And there is like, first and foremost, did you guys see that video? Did you see the video of this dummy here? Wow, he actually grew a little bit. What in the actual heck, bro? That was not him. That was not him. No freaking way. Are you joking me? You really think that's him? How tall is this mofo? Look at this cat. He almost died in COVID, got resdemivir, and all of a sudden he grows. He grows like, what, 5-6 inches? No freaking way. Doesn't even sound like him. How many doubles of Joe Biden's are there? How many doubles? I mean, it's getting obvious. Another distraction. Meanwhile, commercial real estate is falling off the roof. Meanwhile, we got a lot of corporations filing, more so this year. Corporations filing for bankruptcies more than ever. We have a dollar that looks like it's going to go down. We have inflation. We have Canada dropping interest rates. But here in America, nah, we're not going to drop interest rates. We have banks waiting. They're holding their breath for a rate decrease, a rate cut, so they can finally mark off these blown out of proportion losses on their financial statements for Q4, Q3. Guys, there's a lot of trouble fitting to happen, man. And by the way, with my you guys know I'm in a mastermind trading group. I am one of the few financial advisors that actually trade the markets because I enjoy trading the markets. We analyze the markets. We just are not here to sell you a bag of goods. We are here to analyze, talk about charts, and give you some scriptures at the end. I'm sorry, if you're offended by that, you can go pound sand. I see the comments, and I honestly believe that some people are just like satanic. They're just here because they just want to troll. Oh, well, good for you, man. Keep trolling away. But here we are. I'm going to go to the charts real quick and just kind of show you some stuff that is happening behind the scenes. But before I do, how awesome is this? I'm going to share this 2-minute video. This is hilarious.
And the latest report is that there have been immigrants by bus dropped off at Vice President Kamala Harris's residence. This is just outside her home. You can see from these pictures, dozens, I would say more than 100. I don't know if there are multiple hundreds of people outside on the lawn there, but not a small number of people outside, not the White House, but Vice President Harris's home address. You are looking live in Washington, D.C. This is the latest breaking news, potentially another contention between Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and the northeastern cities that he has deemed a home for those who have crossed illegally into the country, getting the attention of the federal government. That's what he says his intentions are, to make sure that they know exactly what border towns along our border with Mexico are actually dealing with. The inundation of people, a lack of resources. Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser has now asked for the federal government to step in. They have not taken any action yet. But, Mitch, this is certainly the sight to see, all of these people just standing around on the front yard of the Vice President of the United States.
Yes, this is the Naval Observatory there. in Washington.
Say that one more time.
This is the Naval Observatory there, and that is the official residence of the vice president. So Kamala Harris is living and working there, and these immigrant buses have been dropped off right there. They've been put in her lap, essentially. It seems like this is an increasingly aggressive campaign, not only from Governor Abbott, but you just heard Dre Clark's report about migrants being sent to Martha's Vineyard. Now, that's an island, so he's flying them from Florida on a plane to Martha's Vineyard. Now you have immigrants being dropped off in front of the vice president's residence. The goal of these border governors is to bring this issue home to people that don't usually have to deal with it. Governors Abbott in Texas, Ducey in Arizona, now DeSantis in Florida have been saying for months, this shouldn't be just our problem. And in the last 3 or 4 months or so, they have decided it's not just going to be our problem. And you are seeing evidence of that at the Naval Observatory, the residence of the vice president Kamala Harris right now.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that hilarious? You have Abbott and DeSantis shipping them off to Kamala Ho's house. Oh my God, that hits home. That is so awesome. They're just letting everybody in, guys. So we got distractions. We got the border crisis that is still a crisis. I remember I told you guys when I was in the Dominican Republic for a marriage retreat, I saw the Haitians literally going over their border, and they don't even know what to do with them because they're running rampant over there because their government has been seized by gangs, cannibal gangs, like they're eating people there. It's disgusting. So, it is a disgrace to see that the Olympics is projecting satanic and Satanism and just like the occult. So the last Olympics, they were projecting the coronavirus. Now they're projecting more and more and more trans and mockery of God. This is what they're projecting. And so what does this mean to everybody? Well, it basically means that it is okay to worship Satan. It's okay to transition into a female or another sex. God is a mockery. Like, God makes mistakes. Like, you aren't born in his image. You are your own image. That's the message they're promoting. And if you don't believe in God, then why are people believing in Satan? It doesn't make sense. You believe in Satan. You believe in occultic symbolism. You believe in Bohemian Grove. All that is not science anymore, guys. All that is proof. There is a Bohemian Grove. There is satanic rituals. There are witches. There are rituals that they kill babies, and that is truth. Like, that is actually true. So you can't believe in that and not believe in the positive, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyways, speaking of that, I saw this video on Trump that was pretty awesome.
Those rights, it's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
Amen to that. You know, whether you like or dislike Trump, what is so wrong with bringing faith back into the blood of America? What is so wrong with that? Like, we totally not need religion. We need Christ. I don't understand why people can't say, I need my faith. I want Christ back into our country. I want Jesus back into our country. It is like a cringe word for them. And I hate it when even Trump says, oh, I love Christians. I love Christians. We don't want to be called Christians. We want to be called Christ followers. We want to be called men of faith, people of faith, Christ followers. Christians, everybody uses Christians. It's like, it unfortunately is a bastardized term in these days. And it's adulterated in many ways because it's so easy. But everybody wants to be a Christian until it's time to do Christian stuff. Like pray and not be empathetic. People want to be sympathetic. Sympathy is, hey, brother, I'll pray for you. Hey, brother. I'll pray for you. And yep, I'll send you a text. And you send a text. Hey, brother, I'm praying for you, you and your situation. Does that really touch somebody? Yeah, it could. But empathy is when you're getting in the mud with them because you don't want to leave them behind. Empathy is when you go in and you pull them out of the mud at your own expense with nothing wanting in return. That's empathy. There's a huge difference. Huge difference. Just like there's a horse. There's a horse with white and black stripes, and there's a regular horse. The horse with the white and black stripes is not a horse. It's a zebra. A horse with no stripes is a horse. They're two different animals. We need to understand that as we go into this like new world order agenda, that we need to be more empathetic as Christ followers to our peers, to the brothers in our church, to the sisters in our church, to the families. We need to be more empathetic. And I really believe there's a masculinity problem and an empathetic problem where we don't care enough because we're so focused on this. We've lost track of reality. We've lost track of everything. And I'm just tired of it all. I don't know about you guys, but I am tired of it all. And Trump is right. We need to have our faith back into our pillars. That pillar is America. We need to have our faith back in our schools and in our governments. And just in everything. So I'm going to get off my little soapbox here. But we are funding this agenda, guys. We're funding this crap. So Distractions with Joe Biden growing a few inches. Did you guys see? I don't know if you saw my Lost podcast, but did you even see? Did you even see the actual like video of him talking, addressing the nation that he is alive? It was so fake and so CGI. Watch this little video here.
And touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Play my arms and I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell.
Like, it looks completely fake. It looks completely fake. That is not the Joe Biden that we knew a few years ago. They are changing this stuff, man. I'm telling you, like, how many doubles do they have? How many freaking doubles do they have? It's absolutely wild. All right, guys, we're going to go to the charts. So this is TMF. You guys know? So for many weeks now, I've been talking about TMF, and we're going to talk about TMF and what it means and why I like this trade. So I think that's a better view. Let me go full screen here. So TMF, guys, as you guys know, this is three times the pricing of the 20-year treasury bond. So when interest rates drop, this is going to go up. And I've talked about this for months now. And basically what this is that we're going to see interest rates drop, and this will skyrocket. As interest rates rose, this got melted down, the price of bonds. So what this actual ETF does, it basically gives you three times the leverage. It is a risky trade, and this is not investment advice. If you want investment advice, give us a call or seek financial help. Everything on this podcast is information, education purposes only. I'm just analyzing information so that you can determine on what you want to do. And this is educational only. Now, if you would like an appointment with us, give us a call at 813-448-3446 or visit us online at CortezWM.com. We can do a whole analysis on your whole portfolio just like this. But anyways, going back to this chart. TMF, this is three times the U.S. Treasury. So when the U.S. Treasuries are going down in value, chances are the interest rates have risen. But when interest rates drop, this will go pretty much way up. And last time it went up to, let's see here, went up to 400. The recent all-time high back in 21 was around $454. And right now it is trading at a low of, let me lower this, by the way. It's trading right now at $49.27, about $50. So if we had three times the leverage on this, like, it is very easy for this to go to $100. So if you bought call options in January 26, all the way in January 26 for a dollar contract, and you put $10,000 in, and it goes to, let's just say, $300, that's $200 per every share. And so that would be, let me do quick math here. You're looking at a $100,000 trade right there just in a year if you put 10 grand. This is how massive these opportunities are, guys. I mean, it's massive. You should be able to do this on your own accord. You should have an advisor that can tell you about these opportunities. You should be able to take advantage of the current marketplaces. But the whole media and the whole world is basically geared to only offering a proprietary advice of, hey, we want our own portfolios. We want you to buy this insurance product. We want you to buy this actual portfolio and all these things. And boom, meanwhile, while you mess with all this garbage, all this is taken off. It's very similar to the distractions of Joe Biden walking out of the White House. You're like, that's not him. There's a border situation. There's a fentanyl situation. There's inflation. Meanwhile, they're making presidential choices in Bohemian Grove. There's so many distractions. Meanwhile, the banks are fixing to collapse. And we're going to look at KRE in a minute and the US dollar and the S&P 500. But I want you to understand the power of this podcast, the power of this solution of being America first. Not funding this crap agenda, not letting your money just sit there. And then when you get your quarterly statement, you're like, oh, my statements are down. My statements are down. I'm not liking this because they're feeding you to death. Your investments are not aligned with you and values. I'm just like sick of it, man. People are just like so blind by this. Anyways, I want to talk about some other things here. All right, so TMF, be on the lookout for it. They're going to lower interest rates. I highly believe that this is going to skyrocket, and we're gonna keep on taking a good look at it. I'm not going to let you guys sleep on it. But let's go over to some other charts here, guys. Let's look at. And I saw somebody, screw your charts, man. Gold is this, gold is that. And I started laughing. I'm like, look, man, if you want a gold IRA, go ahead. Like, go get a gold IRA. Go to CortezWealthGold.com. Get a gold IRA. You'll get a preferred rate. But it's not going to solve all your problems, dude. It is not going to solve all your problems. If you have one, good luck trying to sell out of one. Because those guys pay massive amount of sales charges and commissions, no matter where you go. So here is a gold chart. And look, I get it. I get it that everybody likes gold because gold is quote unquote a safe haven, and a dollar crashes, typically gold goes up. But what happened in 2023, I'm sorry, in 2023, actually, from 2020 to 2022, all the way to the end of 23. So from here to here, we had a huge correction. It was at 21. And went all the way down 30% to 1600. Guys, this was during times of after COVID. This was gold, by the way. And everyone said, oh man, the dollar's going to crash. And it did not. It actually skyrocketed 30%. They have an inverse relationship. So the dollar's getting weakened. While the bricks, we understand that there's a momentum rush on gold. It is at 2464. It is at an all-time high, guys. Like we've never seen these highs. And what happens, just like any trade, is it'll have all this momentum. I got green bars. It'll probably going to go up to 3,000, maybe even 3,500. But what it's going to do, just like anything else, if Trump gets in, the gold is going to go down in value because he is going to strengthen the U.S. dollar. I promise you that. So if you have gold, you're at an all-time high. You're supposed to sell at all-time high, and you're supposed to buy at all-time lows. That is the whole method of trading. You don't buy precious metals if you can't sell high and buy low. I'm not saying precious metals isn't needed. I use it. I have about 100,000, which is plenty enough for me and my family, in precious metals to last a year, or God forbid something happens and I need to go to the hills of North Carolina. It is emergency stash. This is just a terry ounce of coins here. Let me show you this. And, you know, silver's great. Silver is great. I like silver better than gold because it's cheaper and it's industrial based. So you can get a handful of this stuff with CortezWealthGold.com. Just go there now if you want precious metals. They will give you the best rate, in my opinion. Christian-based, faith-based firm as well. And they will ship it right to your door, man. It's that simple. I wouldn't buy IRAs. IRAs are owned by the government. So yes, I mean, gold is at all-time high, and we understand that things will go up and down. It is manipulated by the same people that are manipulating the banks, the stocks, the Chicago Board of Exchange, precious metals, as I said time and time before. It is conducted and controlled by the Chicago Board of Exchange, and you know who owns the Chicago Board of Exchange. So don't think that your money is completely safe and secured. It's not that easy, right? You have to have different assets to balance yourself out from this over debt crisis that we have. It's massive. If you haven't seen the debt clock, guys, $34,968,101,000,000. I mean, guys, this is just massive. Like, we have a huge, huge debt crisis. And what is disgusting is on the bottom right here, unfunded liabilities. Look at that number just soaring through the roof. It is just terrible. So the usdebtclock.org, great website to see the U.S. debt. And as this U.S. debt keeps on creeping up, yes, we become insolvent, more chance of being insolvent, but we're still the strongest country in the world. Even though the Brazil, Russia, India, and China hold a huge threat to the United States, if Trump gets in, he is going to start kicking ass all over the place. You're going to see the dollar go up. So if you have gold, you better be careful. You better be careful to start taking profits now, because you've been profiting. If you didn't buy it from Cortez Wealth Gold, then I don't know if you're going to be profiting, because all the other guys, they charge literally 25, 30% sales commissions to buy in and buy out. But let's look at KRE real quick. Thanks, Edgy CXD. Thank you, Edgy CXD, for emailing me. And I really, really like the positive feedback. And thanks for the constructive feedback. He said that I needed to say the name of the charts. He didn't know what charts he was looking at. So thanks. Thank you for that. Because sometimes I just fly through it, assuming that you know what I'm looking at, and that's not cool. So I am looking at the regional banks here. Now, the regional banks, all-time high at 78. We all know that this commercial real estate crisis was coming down. Bam! It shot down at 33. If you were listening to me late last year, I was tracking this, and it was just boom. It was crashing, and we were reporting on all the time. Now it's coming back up. Now we got a blue. This blue dot right here means we have a blue. We have a huge momentum on the upside. So they're printing money again. It shot up to almost $60 here the other day. And so yes, it is being manipulated. It's at 52. So what I'm thinking is they're going to try to print money and save these banks, and it'll reach probably close to an all-time high, and then it's going to trace right back down, because there's going to be just massive amount of bank failures that are due to come when they lower interest rates, because they're going to have to take all these losses at some point. The commercial real estate is bigger than the 08 crisis, guys. There's $35 trillion and almost defaulted commercial real estate loans. Guys, it's terrible. And we got to have an answer for it. We just have to have an answer for it. The other thing I want to look at is, and no one's really talking about the commercial real estate, but it's really, really a huge, huge drag on our economy and a huge problem that we're going to have to solve. And we just can't sweep it underneath the rug. All right. So after KRE, we're going to look at, let's look at the S&P 500, which is SPY, tracks the S&P 500. So it really hit our target over here at 446. Actually, let me go to SPX. Different chart because I like this chart better. Okay, so apologize for all the verbiage here, but basically what this means is there were 18 months and then there's a sell, and there's another 18 months and another sell. So every 2 years, this thing has done exactly what it's manipulated to do. So right now we're at this 2 year wave. And so we're getting all these waves throughout the last recession. And so typically we have about 6 or 7 waves that happen. And we're on that 7th wave here, and we're at an all-time high. We're at an all-time high. So this is the S&P 500. We're hitting this all-time high, the 13th wave. And typically, it's at a tipping point that I don't think we're going to get another wave. So we'll see a little correction, and it'll bounce back. But this one will be a little correction with the heavy downward spiral, because now we just have too much issues. We have bank crisis, we have inflation, we have commercial real estate, we have crashing dollar, we have BRICS, we have an unstable fake president with like 4 doubles. We don't even know. I think Joe Biden's dead. I mean, personally, like, how do you go from a Las Vegas hospital and then all of a sudden you're on camera and you grow 4 inches taller and your eyes look completely different? The teeth look different. Everything looks different. Doesn't make sense, man. So if they can steal, if they can fake a president being alive, they can steal an election. That's how I feel. But there's a lot of questionable things happening, guys, and they're getting desperate. They're trying to attack Trump, Kamala. Now they're saying Kamala is neck to neck with Trump. There's freaking no way. The fake Obama calls, the fake Joe Biden calls. I mean, this is just like false flag on steroids all over. Anyways, that's just how I see it. And my job is really just to track the money, man, just to show you the charts and not pay attention to all the distractions, because this is what's really happening. And I want you guys to be in a know with all these things, when there is a crash, when to protect. And honestly, you don't even have to wait. Just give us a call, 813-448-3446. Go to CortezWM.com. You can also email me. I respond very fast in my email. If you want to get in contact with me, you want to sponsor my show, you want me to say something about a certain stock, whatever, info@CortezWM.com. Head over there to CortezWM.com. Check me out. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on X. I have my Twitter handle right there. And also my Rumble channel. My Rumble channel is Scriptures and Wall Street. Be sure to go over there, check me out. I do a lot of like off the wall videos with family and just hanging out. And just like, I go live a lot. But with that being said, let me get to my scriptures here, because my kids are waiting for me. It is Saturday. And this was my devotion this morning. Yes. So as you guys know, I've been reading this Daily Prayers for My Wife book, right? So, love does not envy. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Big verse, right? But let's read this real quick. 2 minutes. Envy your spouse? The thought may seem like a stretch, but there are many ways this feeling can ignite sudden emotions or create a simmering measure of resentment without you realizing. Do people talk more openly with your wife than they do with you? Maybe her cup's not being filled. Has she moved up in a job faster than you have? Does she make more money than you? Does she have a child that gravitates more to her than you? There are many, many realities we all face in our marriage that can cause envy, but Jesus equates an envious response to the absence of love. If this is a weak spot or blind spot, like I say, instead of letting bitterness get a foothold, go to God and share from your heart. Tell him you struggle and ask for his help to love and be glad for your wife. And remember, all good gifts are from him, no matter which one of you he chooses to send them through. So we're not supposed to envy. And if you have a little envy or resentment towards your wife, bring it up to God. And also, men, we need to be present, not on our phones, not with our neighbors, like my neighbor's texting me right now, not with anyone else, but with our wives, because they need that emotional support. Just like you have your sexual desire, they need that emotional support as well. Anyways, I pray for all you guys that are listening to this. I pray that you guys go in peace, that God will protect you, that he'll keep you, that his face shine upon you, and that you can be prosperous in his name. Don't forget to be a priesthood of your home, and don't forget to like and subscribe our Rumble channel or visit us at CortezWM.com. You can also email me at info@CortezWM.com. God bless you guys. I'm out of here. See ya.